Hello and welcome back to the God and Mental Health Podcast. I am getting episodes out to y'all a little bit faster than I thought. After I recorded that first episode, I have just been flooded with ideas of what is it that I wanted to share with y'all. So in this episode, I am going to actually go over the framework I created for the podcast moving forward. In the background of working through some of my thoughts around the podcast, I have been secretly working on a framework that I feel like has been so helpful for me to explain how our mental health is incorporated within our faith, and explaining trauma very simply, explaining nervous system very simply, explaining our pursuit of the Lord and our relationship with Him, who we are as believers in Jesus, our authority in this earth. And I wanted to share with y'all because I feel like it will become the backdrop of the way you will see this podcast. You are going to hear topics around this framework for the eternity of the podcast, because I feel like in times past where I've recorded, if you've listened to this podcast at this point now, I talked a lot about my own personal experience as a person in therapy, as well as brought topics from other vast areas. So I created this framework last year in my quiet time. To give you a quick story, I went on a quiet retreat back in November of 2025. And on that quiet retreat, the Lord took me on a journey back to Genesis and told me to study identity. And what I realized is identity is really like the core function of how we operate as believers. We have a core identity in God that is shaped and molded and perfect in Him. But when we come into the world, we adapt and we become extremely impacted by trauma, and we are searching so much for things to protect ourselves and cover up our imperfections and our insecurities up, that we don't get to really experience a full authority in our walk with the Lord and Jesus, and taking back what's ours, which is our identity, and not only our identity, but our delegated power. And so this framework is really to expose how God has created our lives to be a picture and a model of Him. But it is also how, I think I get this question a lot of, how does my mental health be infused with my faith? How does mental health play a role in my faith? And I really want to break this down to you. The first way that God helps us address our mental health is in our identity. I want you to be mindful that your identity in God is not only valuable and important, but it was stamped before the beginning of time, so since creation. And I know people say identity, and I promise you all, I will break this down into layman's terms. You will learn, if you're a new listener from me, layman's terms is my specialty, baby, okay? Like I will take a concept and make it from very complicated to very simple to understand. And so people talk a lot about identity, but I think when we explore our identity in God, there are a lot of characteristics that flow from that. We have a specific architecture of how we are created as believers, but children of God specifically. And God not only blesses us, but He calls us His. And so what's different about that, if I were to ever be separated from my parents, I have a DNA of my mother and my father that cannot be replicated. If I were to take a test and someone were to swab of my mouth and some random person, the DNA would not match, because I have a specific DNA that is carved out specifically from my mother and my father. 99.9%, you are the father, you are the mother. I am 100% God's daughter in my identity. And so because there is a crafted identity in Him, there is a blueprint of who we are and how He sees us, how He treats us, how He loves us, and how He acts towards us. My boys, I have two boys. I could look at my kids and they could be doing something that really makes me upset. And then in the next minute, they're laughing, and I can look at them and say, I am obsessed with loving you. There is nothing you could ever do to make me stop loving you. When I look at my boys, I am obsessed with loving them. I am always thinking about them. I'm always thinking of their future. I'm always thinking of, what can I do to improve their lives? What can I do to make them know that I love them and I am obsessed with them? I kiss them all the time. I tell them I love them all the time, to the point where my youngest will tell me, Mom, that's enough kissing. And so I'm obsessed with knowing about them. I'm obsessed with what they're interested in. I want to know. And so Not only is my identity in God and my relationship with him is his obsession. He is obsessed with loving me and knowing me. The second part of this framework is reclaiming safety.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join. Shop your favorite brands and save. Sephora, Boots, Argus, Temu, Adidas, Trip.com. The list is long. Save online at over 550 stores. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose bank transfer or PayPal. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, get a new outfit. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to rakuten.co.uk or get the app. That's Rakuten.
This is a deep one because I think that if someone were to ask me, how would you name trauma or experiences? I know trauma is a buzzword, but if I were to name trauma into maybe a sentence or a phrase, when we come into this world, we end up adapting to what is around us. We adapt. There are a few people that just have a knowing inside of them that something is not right. And so they choose other things. They don't adapt to the circumstances around them. But a lot of us end up adapting to the circumstances that are around us due to experiences that could be due to things we were taught, what we were influenced by, and experiences. It's very similar if you are coming out of maybe, I don't want to be extreme, but let's say you are coming out of, I'm going to use this example of alcohol use, and you stop cold turkey, and then you get around people who drink all around you. The influence, or just being in the environment or the proximity of that thing, can easily influence you, that you then adapt to the surroundings around you. And so how we reclaim safety, because I do feel like at the foundational level, God is safe, which you will hear me talk about. Learning to find God to be safe is almost a undoing of such. Other people call it deconstruction. There is also what I like to say, undoing feels like dying. Some people say relearning. Some people say a different understanding. Some people may say a renewing of their mind. I like to call it undoing, because I think it's just an easier way to look at it. And so when we are reclaiming safety, we are reclaiming this aspect of us not adapting to what we've known, which is and can be a challenge, because we go through a process throughout our life that requires us to change our beliefs, and that requires work. The third part of this framework is rest and its power. I think that it's important as I talk about this to help you understand the power of rest. And rest can be broken up in a couple different categories. Rest allows us to understand that God's presence himself is restful. It's powerful, it's full, it's heavy, but it's restful. I think rest also leaves room for reflection, pause, stillness. I also think rest can be hard for us, especially if you're in the Western culture of society, because we are very busy. And so I think about Mary and Martha, when Martha was very busy and Mary was just literally sitting at Jesus's feet, and Jesus literally praised Mary for the fact that she was abiding in him, and how this was the thing that Jesus wanted Martha to understand. So rest and its power are going to be very high topics of conversation throughout this podcast, because I'm going to talk to you a lot about the nervous system. I know that is something that people hear about, capacity. I'm going to talk a lot about boundaries. I'm going to talk a lot about stillness and pause and finding that in your life, because it is one of the functions and one of the foundational things that God made people do. He called rest holy. Not only did he call it holy, he modeled it in the creation of the world. He saw all his work and he stopped. And so this frame of rest is not only important, but it is woven into the fabric of who we are, being believers in Jesus. Okay. And then then lastly, the last step of this framework is authority. Authority is the delegated power God offers us through his son, Jesus. So grace gives us the ability to then receive relationship with God and allows us the power to get full access to our Father, our healing, and the power to transform the way we think. And so this power allows us to go back to the source to take back what's ours, which is delegated power. And so this authority gives us not only the power to help save and bring the message of the gospel to other people and being saved through Jesus, it is also our authority over the enemy, which y'all will learn about me. I will not over spiritualize mental health. I will really make it plain to you. And so we will cover in this podcast where you have been, where you are, and where you are going. I have found that in the podcast in the past, I spent a lot of time talking about where you have been. I've spent a lot of time telling you why these things are and never really giving you maybe the steps of like, how does it impact where you are now and how does this impact where you're going? I do not believe, and I don't think that it is healthy. And I also think that it can be very challenging, especially for clients that I serve, to stay in the place of always living in the origin story of where they are or where something came from. It can become an easy thing to just rely on, and it doesn't allow you to then ask yourself the question of what do you want to do different. So in each podcast, I'm going to tie the past in. I'm going to address with how it's showing up now, but then I'm also going to give you some steps of what you can do to see something different. You're going to hear me say a lot of times, these are skills we need to create. These are things we need to learn and understand or learn about. I'm probably going to also say a lot of things around undoing because there is progression. God is progressive, while also being very sensitive to the compassionate part of the past. The past should hold information, but I also think we have to get curious about the past enough so we can use that as not our current place, but our ability to say, I don't want to do this anymore and move forward. And so I'm very sensitive to saying that, but I also want to be mindful of y'all are not listening to this podcast to relive the past. God is focused on our growth. He is focused on our becoming. He is focused on who we become in the process of becoming like Jesus and bringing those things to him. I want the basis of this podcast to take complex topics and I want to make them simple for you while debunking the shame that some of us feel within our relationship with our Father. Part of the way that I'm going to do that is give you language. And really what I like to say is provide emotional literacy. Just if you are a kid in kindergarten, my son is 5, so I'm in that phase now where you're teaching a child to read. The challenge of getting a child to sound out words and understand words and comprehension and putting those things together is a process. You're not reading on a 12th grade reading level when you're 6 years old. And so my hope is that you take these somewhat maybe overwhelming topics, bring them back to the gospel, but I want to provide emotional understanding for you and literacy. I want you to be literate in some of these things I'm going to talk about. This podcast should never and will not replace mental health counseling. Just because I'm a licensed therapist does not mean I'm your therapist. And just because I'm a licensed therapist and I'm talking about these things, that you can come to this podcast to get the real in-time information of what's going on in your life. I want this to be a tool, almost like a devotional doesn't replace the Bible. It is a tool that can help us guide us through a topic, one area of our spiritual walk that bleeds into the bigger picture of what maybe the Bible was trying to explain. So it almost becomes an asset or commentary to what you're trying to learn about yourself and take these things back to God. And then lastly, and the most important thing that matters to me is that you test everything I say. Take it back to the Father. I do not want to become an idol or this information to become an idol. And I don't want it to also become the thing that you solely rely on. I want you to take this back to the Father and wrestle with him through it. Will there be wrestling? Yes, there will absolutely be wrestling. In fact, I think one of the things that you're going to learn about me, at least that's different from times where I have recorded before, is that radical honesty is very important to me. And so I want you to know that should be a tool that should challenge you. And more importantly, and lastly, is I want you to know that you are wanted and welcome in all that you do. I want you to feel supported and informed. You're understood, like you belong, like you are welcomed by the Father, no matter where you have been in your journey. If this was very helpful to just break this down, I think send it to someone. The best thing you could ever do, not only just to help someone in their time of need, but more importantly, just sending it to someone who might need to listen to it. My goal is to make these podcasts short enough to where they're not super long-winded and they're very value-packed for you. If you've been rocking with me this long, I appreciate you. I appreciate you if you are new. I appreciate you if you are someone that is just taking the first step towards your mental health journey. Like, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, sis. I'm proud of you not only as a therapist, but I'm very proud of you as your sister in Christ. And I believe if I'm proud of you, the Lord is proud of you as well. So until we meet again, hit me up on Instagram at RosRenee. Feel free to share in your stories if you listen to the podcast. If you feel so comfortable, leave a review. If you're listening on Spotify, of course, leave a comment. I would love to read them, and I hope to talk to you soon.